Welcome everyone to today's Terrain Meditation Session. This is Laurie Seymour at the Baca Journey. And as we begin, knowing that when we gather, it is a precious time. And so I invite you precious ones to take a breath in, feeling the preciousness of your breath and of your own presence. And of your willingness to be present. All of that is what we come to this with. And in a way, it's what we begin with, is that sense of, I am here, I am here with presence, I feel my own preciousness, and I'm willing to, what is it? I'm just willing. And what's possible when you are willing? This week, as I said, starting out, has been a very big energy week. And on Tuesday, I know we were all impacted in different ways by the energy of what was taking place in the U.S., what was taking place with the new moon. There was more than that for me in that I was supposed to be leaving the next day to go to the south of France and teach and do talks and do sessions. And I was so impacted by the energies. And the energies just kept building in me and getting stronger and stronger. And the idea of packing, the idea of leaving, the idea of getting up the next day and getting on a plane, all of that felt so foreign. And as I was with that and asking question after question, I was not to go. And so on Tuesday, I had talked about upending plans in the service of truth this past Tuesday. That is indeed what I did, was upended plans, upended things that were expected of me and that I expected of me. And what I found was in that willingness to listen and to obey, doors opened, space opened. And the first part of space that opens whenever that is, is the space of the void, is that in-between place where we don't have anything that we know we're to do or to be or to discover. We're just in that what seems to be empty space. But that empty space is always pregnant with more than we know. And in that willingness, and in every willingness to surrender to what is, to surrender to that guidance, and the willingness to let go of whatever it is that you're planning. And in letting go, doors open, life opens, opportunities open. But none of those things are known when you're willing to step out of where you've been, to step away from whatever it is that you have set for yourself. The willingness happens simply in its own space. And surrounding that, or with that, is that sense of nothingness. Because it's not as if you can say, well, I'm willing to do this so that that happens, so that this potential, whatever this potential is, begins to unfold. It doesn't work that way. We have to be willing and to trust unto ourselves in the moment, not knowing, simply allowing ourselves to release that which we have held tightly to, that which we have expected of ourselves. Even when there are others that are expecting of us, if that guidance is to go left, we cannot go right. Well, we can. We know that. And we know there's always a price to pay. I elected to listen and not to go. I was willing to do that. And in the days following that, and really it's only been 2 days, what I've noticed is that energies are moving in a very different way than they were beforehand. Because the essential message that was inherent in this direction not to go was that I needed to be here. I needed to receive certain things here in this town, in this particular vibration. And that if I had left, I would be splitting my attention. And I would not be following through with what it is that I came here to receive. So there's still so much to unfold with all of that. I don't know, I want to say the half of what this is about. I do know what's begun to open and connections that are being made and opportunities and invitations that are being received. And I look at those and I'm not getting excited. I don't feel excitement. I'm witnessing them. I'm looking at them. I'm receiving them and saying, oh, this is what this time is affording me. And so it is for each of us when we are willing to do something or to not do something. But really, it's always doing something, even if it's a not doing. That willingness is what opens doors. Because what we do is we open ourselves. We open ourselves in a way that we would not otherwise do. And when we open ourselves in that way, when we set aside what we had expected of ourselves to do, that's when the universe can come into play with us. That's when we begin to dance with life in a way that we would not be able to do otherwise. We truly begin to dance in the light with life. So will you allow yourself that space, that gift to dance with life? Will you allow yourselves to be willing? Only you know what that is. Only you know where that is in your own life, where that willingness needs to take place. And so as we go into this time of meditation, it is to allow ourselves to be willing to receive. Willingness happens in so many dimensions. And fundamentally, that willingness to receive, that willingness to allow, is what is the foundation for everything else. So let's all go inside right now for this time of meditation, and I will, as always, let you know when this time is complete. So let's all go inside. This is complete. Take a moment or two to do a little stretching. Feel the pleasure in the stretching. Take a breath. And for those of you who are listening to this at another time, who aren't here with us live, as you let yourself stretch, also acknowledge your time so that you have this kind of bridge between the meditation time, your own personal quiet time, and what you're going to go into from here. So there needs to be that kind of bridge. You get with the sharing here, but if you're listening and you're alone, just acknowledge with yourself. And we'll see you another time. Until then.